Good afternoon, and welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Boonmagura. Thank you, member supporters. Today, we celebrate the importance of being earnest. Ernest Chausson, that is. Although he completed an opera and has several symphonic works to his credit, we'll explore some of his best-known art songs. French romantic composer Ernest Chausson was a student of famed composers Jules Massenet and César Franck at different points of his study. Both counted Chausson as one of their best students. He lived from 1855 to 1899 and composed between 40 and 50 French songs. His melodies reflected charm, subtlety, and elegance, often associated with French art song, but completely different than that of Fauré or Debussy. Born into an affluent family, as was often the custom of the time, Chausson studied law formally, like his close friend Henri Duparc. But both had little interest in the profession and ultimately made their success as music composers. Chausson was a friend of Fauré's, but closer to Debussy, whom he aided financially on occasion. He was a member of La Société Nationale de Musique Française, and his work not only shows the influence of his teachers Massenet and Franck, but that of Richard Wagner, whom he revered, and Brahms. Sadly, and at the time shockingly, Chausson died in a freak accident while on a country retreat, riding his bike downhill, when he hit a brick wall and died instantly. Today, we'll hear some of his early songs, as well as some of the more complex songs for voice and orchestra. We begin with three mélodies, which includes Chausson's first published song, Nani, which will be performed by tenor Chris Pedro Tracas and pianist Graham Johnson. That will be followed by Les Papillons by Anne Murray, again with Johnson, and we'll end the segment with one of Chausson's best known and beloved songs, Le Char, as performed by famed collaborative duo French baritone Gérard Souzet and American pianist Dalton Baldwin.
Yeah. ton sourire me surprit. Je sentis frémir tout mon être. Mais ce qui domptait mon esprit, je ne pus d'abord le connaître. Quand ton regard tomba sur moi, je sentis
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and today we focus the hour on French composer Ernest Chausson. We continue now with two more of his songs, Hébé, Servant of the Olympian Gods, and one of Chausson's most famous songs, Le Colibri, The Hummingbird, set to the text of Parnassian poet Le Comte de Lisle. Both songs were composed in 1882. And for this short segment, we turn to the talents of German soprano Christine Scheffer, whose other recordings includes Melodies by Debussy, arias by Mozart, and Strauss Lieder with Claudio Abbado conducting. She's accompanied here today by pianist Erwin Gage.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Singing and Other Sins as we explore the French art songs of Ernest Chausson. We turn now in the program to some of the larger works by the composer. Poème de l'amour et de la mer is a song cycle for voice and orchestra and is dedicated to his dear friend, composer Henri Duparc. It was composed over time between 1882 and 1892. This major work feels more like a symphony accompanied by voice, and consists of two parts, Les Fleurs des Eaux, Flower of the Waters, and La Mort de l'Amour, The Death of Love. There's an interlude that separates the two. Chausson also set that interlude to music under the name Le Temps des Lilas, The Time of Lilacs. So today, we'll hear the great soprano Susan Graham perform Les Fleurs des Eaux and La Mort de l'Amour. Due to the constraints of time, we won't hear the orchestral interlude. Instead, I'll play the version set to text Le Temps des Lilas following those two songs, and this time it will feature the talents of soprano Felicity Lott with Graham Johnson accompanying.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Singing and Other Sins, and today we explore the music of romantic composer Ernest Chausson, who's quite remarkable, if not perhaps underappreciated. We turn now to another one of his major works for soprano or high mezzo and orchestra, composed in 1898, just a year before his untimely death. Chausson also composed a version for soprano, piano, and string quartet, which is typically performed more frequently. Chanson Perpetuelle describes the suffering of an abandoned woman and is performed here today by soprano Jessie Norman, pianist Michael D'Alberto, and a string quartet from the Philharmonic Orchestra of Monte Carlo.
Oh,
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and I hope you enjoyed this past hour of music I like to call The Importance of Being Ernest Chausson. We'll end the show with one of Chausson's most beautiful songs, Nocturne, a beautiful melody which evokes the atmosphere of a pensive and gloomy night. It will be performed here by soprano Christine Scheffer and pianist Erwin Gage. This has been Singing and Other Sins, and I'm your host, Blair Boone Magura. I look forward to seeing you on a future show. Aloha.